Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Her princes, which would be the politicians in her midst, have been like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people and eat dishonest gain. Woo, sounds like the politicians of today. No wonder we need to pray for those in authority. Her prophets have plastered them with untempered mortar. What's that mean? They're speaking things that aren't of God. Now it gets down to the people. See, you just thought I was going to pick on all the preachers. But look what he says about the people. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. Selfishness, self-centeredness, living in the flesh. And if the salt has lost its flavor, it is therefore no good for anything but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men, or thrown in the garbage can, as the message said. And God is calling. He's saying, the reason I couldn't find anybody is because nobody was listening to me. He said, I tried the prophets, but they were into it for money. I tried the priests, but they were into it just to get a big crowd and have a big church. I even went out here and tried to get some people in politics, but they're all concerned about, you know, making sure they win the next election. And he said, then I finally went to the people. And you know what? It's sad, but the people are out here acting just like that. That's why everything is like it. He said, and they've lost their flavor. So what do we have to do? We have to get our saltiness back, don't we? And we have to get back into praying and seeking God. What did he say in 2 Chronicles 7:14? I wasn't going to go there, but let's look at it. Praise God. It'll do you some good. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Look what he says in verses 13. Let's read verse 13 first, and then we'll read verse 14. He says, when I shut up heaven and there's no rain, that's the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Or command the locusts to devour the land, that's poverty, lack and want. Or send pestilence among my people, that's sickness and disease. Kind of sounds like the world we're living in now, doesn't it? Huh? How are we going to change that? If my people, everybody say it, if my people. See, God's looking for his people to stand up and do something when it's bad. God is looking for his church to do something when things are bad. What's God asking for his church to do? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Ooh, look what authority we have. If we'll just turn to God. Hallelujah. Listen to me, church. Let's don't be so politically involved that we become spiritually uninvolved. We have to be spirit before anything. Don't get me wrong. I believe every person under the sound of my voice needs to vote and vote by the leading of what God tells you to do. And exercise your citizen rights as a citizen of this nation. That's a privilege that we have, and we should always take advantage of that. But I'm going to tell you what, above that, every day you should be in the presence of God making intercession and praying and crying out to God for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, send the rain, and Lord, remove the pestilence, and Lord, remove the locusts, and Lord God, heal our land, and Lord God, begin to take the division and the hurt and the pain that's in our land and heal it and make us whole again. Praise God. See, God is looking for a people. And he said in Ezekiel, he said, if I could just find one. You know what Isaiah did? It's real funny. If you read Isaiah, he starts off and he starts telling you all these things. And then he gets over into a couple chapters and he starts going, woe to these ones. And woe to that one over there. And woe to you. And somebody, you know, walks to the door and he goes, and woe to you too. And he just woeing everybody. And then all of a sudden he sees the Lord high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. And he falls on his face. He says, I'm an unclean man with unclean lips. Oh, God, woe is me. And you know, God couldn't use him until he turned the woe on himself. And God sent an angel with a coal of fire from his altar, touched his lips and cleaned him. And then the prophet said, and then the Lord said, who will go for me? Hear my Lord, send me. And God raised him up. See, God is wanting each one of us to turn that woe off towards everybody else and turn it on to ourselves until we recognize we need to be salty. I need to be salty. I need to be one who stands in the gap. I need to be one who prays. I need to be an intercessor. I need to pray for God to heal the land. I need to walk in the light and let people see my good works. I need God to work in me and help me to be who He wants me to be, that others can see. Are you hearing me? Now we need to see this. Look in Ephesians chapter 6 real quick. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. The apostle Paul here finishes up his letter to the Ephesians church. And of course, he's talked to them about being filled with the Spirit in the 5th chapter. And he's talked about the husband-wife relationship in the 5th. And he gets into the parenting and the home. But then he gets down here in verse 10 and he says, finally. In other words, I'm going to conclude this thing. And here are my last thoughts. Here's something I want you to get a hold of, he says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. See, we're to draw our strength from the Lord, our walk with the Lord, and from the power of His might, and let His strength be our strength. Not try to do this in your own ability. Don't try to do these things by just being strong. He says, be strong in the Lord. Amen? To be strong in the Lord, guess what? I need to be strong in the Word. I need to be strong in prayer. I need to be strong in praise. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I need to be guarded of myself and keeping myself salty before the Lord. I need to make sure that my lamp isn't gone down, but my lamp is shining brightly and light is shining out of me to others. Amen. So he says, finally, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered with your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength with which His boundless might provides, the Amplified says. So it's a boundless might that the Lord has for you, and He'll strengthen you to do this. Then he says in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. I like what the Amplified says. Put on the whole armor of God, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier. Armor that God supplies Himself. Clothe yourself in God's strength. Clothe yourself in God's power. Clothe yourself in God's anointing. Clothe yourself in your relationship with God. In other words, don't try to fight this in your own strength. What did he say over there in the Old Testament? He said, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So God is calling us. Don't try to do this in your strength. That's why you have to keep your saltiness. That's why you have to keep your lamp trimmed and full of oil. Because you see, you got to do it through the strength and the power of God. Then he says, put on the weaponry of God, the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles there means schemes, plans, or tests, or trials. See, I'm not fighting the devil. I'm fighting his plan. Somebody said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this. I don't fight the devil. I fight against his strategies and his plans and his attacks. Jesus has already defeated the devil. I don't have to defeat the devil. What I've got to do is defeat his attacks. Amen? And so I'm going to stand. What's his attacks, his plans, his wiles, his schemes? What did he say in 2 Corinthians 10? He said we're to put on the God's mighty weapons so that we can what? Pull down strongholds and cast down vain imaginations and thoughts and arguments that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. So what's Satan doing? He's out here working in the mind realm. He's working in the mental realm. He's trying to exalt his thoughts, his arguments, his plans, his purposes, his strategies. But God says, put on the armor of God. And he says, get strong in the Lord and keep yourself salty and stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And he says, here's the battle. The battle is who's going to win the thought war. Who's going to win the idea war? Who's going to win the war of direction and guidance and attitudes? Are you hearing me? Because, see, Satan is a thief, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you let his schemes and wiles and plans go forth, then the attitudes are going to be destruction. And his attitudes are going to be godlessness. And his attitudes are going to be dishonesty. And his attitudes and his thoughts and his actions are going to be played out in people's lives. So God says, you've got to put on this whole armor and you've got to take the mighty weapons of God so that you can stand successfully against every strategy and scheme and wile and plan that the devil has to control people and keep them away from God. And then he goes on and he says, this is a mighty one. You've got to get a hold of this next verse, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. If you're out here fighting against people, you are being used of the devil. If you're in strife with somebody that disagrees with you, you're being used of the devil. You are not being used of God. We do not war against flesh and blood, against physical opponents, the Bible says, and Amplified. Well, you don't know what they call me. No, but I do know this, that they didn't call you anything worse than they called Jesus. You don't know what they did to me. Have they beat you with a rod? Have they put 39 lashes upon your back? Did they drive nails through your hands? Hang you on a cross? Spit on you? Jesus says to pray for those who despitefully use you. Amen? What's he saying? He's saying you can't get caught up fighting with people. You can't fight people. You can't fight the opposition. You can't get into a war of words and battling back and forth. I mean, my goodness, back when I was a Baptist, we knew that. I can remember being at East Tennessee State, one of the guys that played football on the team. He played guitar, and we'd have a little prayer group there and stuff before Bonnie and I got married, and we'd be in the dorms. And I can remember one of the songs he used to sing. He'd say, and the words would just go, "You can talk about me all you please. I'm going to talk about you down on my knees." It's amazing, folks, what God's calling us. The church, if we don't watch out, see, this is the thing. You fight under the devil's strategies and fight like the devil fights, you come under his guidelines, you come under his authority, you come on, and he defeats you. And he not only defeats you, he defeats the people you need to be light to and salty in. Amen.
Join Daryl Huffman at Blaine Church and Outreach on Sunday, October 11th. Service times are 11:15 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Fire and Mountain Revival. Blaine Church and Outreach is located at 118 Glory Lane. That's 118 Glory Lane, Blaine, Kentucky, 41124. For directions or more information, call 606-297-9599. That's 606-297-9599.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.